The Convention People's Party will be closing nominations for its flag bearership today. The party opened nominations on the 8th of last month and pegged the filing fee at 50,000 cedis. The first national vice chairman of the party, Hajia Hamdatu Ibrahim Haruna, says so far four people have picked the forms. She said a former general secretary of the party, Ivor Greenstreet, is expected to pick his nomination forms today.
We are yet to be informed by Sakara. We are closing nomination tomorrow, 11th of January, 5 o'clock. We'll close nomination. Four people have picked the nomination forms and two have filed. So we are expecting the two who have also picked their nomination to file tomorrow. And information reaching us is that Ivor Kobna Greenstreet will be picking his nomination tomorrow and file tomorrow. We'll be having five contestants.
So do we know who has filed and who has not filed apart from Ivor Greenstreet?
Actually, two people filed, Samia Yabankuma and Joe Ajapon. They have filed. Honorable Samia Nkrumah filed Wednesday, and Friday, Joe Ajapon filed. Mr. Bright Akwete is yet to return his form. Onzi is yet to return his form. But as for parliamentary, is there to end in March? But the presidential, we are closing tomorrow. So that you go to vetting, and then we go to Congress.
The CPP set some very high standard, especially with the filing fees. How have those who have picked forms and have filed responded to that amount?
Positively. So far, the two who have filed, they have paid their money, and those who have picked have indicated they are also going to pay their filing fee tomorrow.
On Dr. Abu Sakare's resignation, Hajia Hamdatu Haruna said the party is yet to receive an official communication from him almost a week after he issued a statement. She said after the party settles issues with the flag bearership, it will reach out to Dr. Sakara.
We are yet to be informed by Sakara if he has really resigned from the Convention People's Party. Number two, we were told he has issued a statement with his name there. Well, it could be that somebody wrote it on his behalf, but what we're expecting Dr. Sakara to do is to come out with a denial. Maybe if he really has the aid to go public saying that he's going independent. So let's wait for tomorrow when we close our nomination. If we don't see Dr. Sakara at the party headquarters, maybe it might be true that he's going independent. And then, you know, no matter the situation, it's one man, one vote. Even if you lose a single vote, I think it's a problem. By all means, we would have wished that he hasn't taken that decision. That is, if that decision that took is true. As I randomly say, we are yet to hear from Dr. Sakara officially.
So does that mean that the CPP still recognizes him as a member because he has not yet officially written to the party?
As for resignation, you can do it maybe verbally or through announcement. But since he was the former flag bearer of the CPP, I think if we get something in writing, then we can believe that maybe he's gone. Or he has resigned from the party because he's not an ordinary member of the party who will just walk away and said, I've left the party. He's a member of the party. If he had gone to form a party, then we'll say, oh, maybe he has left our party. And then we wholly heard he's going independent. And he gave his reason per the statement that was issued. And we are yet to hear from him. So today we've not heard anything from him.
It's been almost a week since the media received this information from Dr. Abu Sakare's camp. Is the CPP not finding any means of maybe communicating with him to find out whether indeed the statement is coming from him?
That will be done. That will be done. That will be done because I think appropriate that if we find out from him whether it is true that the statement being circulated in the media really emanated from his office, then we'll pick it up from there. Now our focus is the number of people who have picked forms and the filing tomorrow. So after tomorrow 5 p.m., then we can sit and talk about other issues. Because now people are complaining that we are late for Congress.